Robin Black joins us. Robin, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, Robin, in a lot of circles, obviously, it's an upset. There's no doubt. I think in the fashion that Holm really just beat her down, it wasn't like it was one lucky punch. She looked like Ronda Rousey, just more methodical for a long time in this fight.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to use a sports analysis, but I will preface this with the fact that I kind of know nothing about football. So bear that in mind. But if you are a team that's very, very good at running, and the other team has a great defense against throwing, you run the football. And it's kind of like that with this one. It's like Ronda is very good in close. Holly Holm is very good at distance. So the game became, how can Holly Holm, will she have the tools to make this a fight that takes place at distance where she can light up Ronda? And she was able to do that, and she knocked her out.
Were you surprised that Rousey couldn't get inside? And if so, is it because, I don't know, maybe doing too much or training wasn't there, or was Holmes just very good at not allowing Rousey to get inside?
Well, on our preview show on Fight Network, we have one before every UFC event. A couple of us did say that we predicted Holm to win and to win this way, and we weren't alone. You know, people who analyze fighting for a living, the X's and O's and the strategy and the technique, saw this as a very realistic possibility. They really did. Now, the fact that Ronda's a superstar and we think of her like Beyonce has no bearing on how fights kind of play out, right?
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, getting in and getting the takedown, the simple explanation is, for you to throw me, step three is you got to be holding me. Step two is you got to get to holding me. And step one is you got to get from outside all the way in to getting close and then holding me. So it's three steps. Holly beat her up at step one and beat her at step one, so she couldn't get any closer. So it's not like she didn't try any takedowns. She was trying to take her down every moment of it. She just couldn't get past step one of trying to take you down, which is to get closer.
Do you think Rousey didn't train enough for this fight?
You know, there's a few things that give you evidence of that. And just logically, I mean, she's a human being, and that human being has X amount of hours in the week, just like the rest of us. Some of us have to do laundry and our job and whatever we do. She has to train to fight. And when you start doing Jimmy Kimmel and red carpets and selecting outfits to wear on things and checking out fragrance lines if she's doing stuff like that, you do not have the hours and you do not have the focus. Well, like your brain doesn't have the space to focus on it. And there's a professional athlete who's going to stand across the cage from you in little tight underpants who wants to kick you unconscious. You have to be able to train with full focus and full capacity. And if you can't, this is kind of what happens. And even that day before at the weigh-ins when she looked like she was cracking, part of losing confidence close to a fight is using fake overconfidence to sort of dispel the facts that, oh my God, I'm not training as hard as I need to. But when you get close to the fight, your brain knows it didn't train that hard. So the way she acted showed that. And even the physicality, how she was, her musculature, she didn't look the same as she has other fights. And it's not a bodybuilding contest, but the shape you're in is a reflection of the work you did.
Fight Network analyst Robin Black joins us discussing the surprise and outcome at UFC 193, which leads everybody into UFC 200 and, you know, a rematch. Shocking. Like, UFC's put everything into Ronda Rousey. They were trying to have her rebuild their sport after, you know, John Jones is out and GSP is retired and Anderson Silva. And they don't really have a big name star. And I think they put all their eggs in the Rousey basket. And that came, you know, exploding in shells over the weekend. A rematch doesn't surprise me. How would it go different the next time?
Well, you know, the realities are, you have to deal with reality when you're fighting a professional athlete, you know, or doing anything at the highest level. You got to deal with the realities. And the realities are, she is missing some of the technical tools to win at every range. She can't win kickboxing. She can't out-kickbox this girl. There's not enough years in the world to catch up to her. She can't outbox her. What she can do is develop, the way Holly developed a strategy specifically to beat Ronda. Ronda needs to do that and needs to work harder than she's ever worked, needs to be mentally more focused, and needs to be more committed. And to do that, she has to cancel a couple of movies. She has to hide out in the mountains somewhere with the best coaching staff in the world and work like a single-minded monster that she was when she became the champ. If she's somebody who tries to fit, piece together a training camp to win back the title around movies and other things, she will not do it. So she has to give it all up and focus with that single-minded ferocity. Now, if she does that, and we all see it as an audience, and we see her doing that, and they start selling us on the fact that it's going to be a rematch. People love rematches, mm-hmm. and people love comeback stories, and this could be the biggest fight ever if she can do it.
When you look at, you know, because I thought it was premature for people to want to place her in, you know, the greatest of all time categories, you know, when she really hadn't fought a ton of great competitors, only because, you know, the sport's still a fledgling sport when you consider all mm-hmm. things about women's MMA. But Holly Holm has been a boxer for a long time, and she obviously adds the credibility to the sport. If Rousey loses the next fight, like, then what happens? How important do you feel this one is just for her overall career?
Yeah, you got to win it. You have to. Anderson Silva was considered the greatest fighter in the world. Chris Weidman beat him, came back and beat him again even worse. And then, you know, that's it. That's the end of that era. And you get older during that process and your body wears down. This is the shot for her. You know, it really is. And she has to take it. But she's a human being. Human beings have choices. And her choice may be, I don't want to get kicked in the head anymore. I made $20 million doing that. I'm going to say goodbye and go be a movie star. She can do that. She has that freedom. But you don't become champion with that mentality. You get there by giving up everything to strive for. And I think that's what we'll probably see from Ronda Rousey.
Well, looking to some other ones, you know, Mark Hunt, Antonio Silva, you know, Hunt dominated him, wins that one by TKO in the first round. But the other, you know, Stefan Struve loses again. And, you know, you wonder if he's a main card guy anymore. I would say he isn't. But the Canadian Valerie Letourneau, and probably the, you know, a really game fight, she lost by unanimous decision over JJ, because I can't enunciate her name correctly, so I'll just go with JJ. You know, in the women's strawweight division, there was a lot of people, and honestly, I'd only ever watched her fight once before, but man, Jerzedzic is an extremely entertaining fighter.
She is, and she's an ornery little one, you know. Same thing, all of a sudden, if you look back, and you alluded to it earlier, you know, the women's sports do evolve later. That's just a fact. Women's tennis took longer to get there, women's hockey, everything. It's just how it goes because of the nature of where money goes for training, and it's not a gender thing, it's a financial and a structural thing. But we are watching women's fighting now, which was all about when Hoist Gracie in the beginning of men's fighting, if he knew grappling, he won everything. Mm-hmm. Then later, the strikers came along, and that's what we just witnessed with Holly Holm. All of a sudden, we're seeing that transition. And Johanna Jędrzejczyk, and I do this for a living while you guys have to talk about every sport in the world and every topic, and I still can't pronounce her name right. So it's, something's going on with her name. It's not us.
Okay.
But JJ is the same thing. She is an elite striker. She moves really well. She's got that mentality, you know, very aggressive. I thought Val, who is a pioneer in fighting in Canada in the women's game, and really in the world, she's fought some of the best 135-pound fighters, Ronda's division, in the world. Val is a very legit athlete, and she brought everything she had. She trained her heart out, and she fought her heart out. And this young JJ, she beat her, and she beat her very cleanly. It was a beautiful fight to watch if you love to see exhibitions of heart and desire and grit. But Jędrzejczyk cleanly won that fight.
And quickly, Robin, one last one for you. Moving into UFC 194 coming up December 12th, two belts on the line, Aldo and McGregor. There were some rumblings that Aldo's going to pull out of that. And then Weidman, of course, has taken on Rockhold. A, are you hearing anything about Aldo's health? And B, who do you like in those two championship fights?
You know, there are rumors. Chael Sonnen has said that he's hearing rumblings about Aldo's health. Aldo truly has had neck and back and all kinds of issues. So I mean, that's a possibility. It'd be sad if he's out, but if he's out, Conor will be the undisputed guy. And there's talk that Uriah Faber is on that show, and he was, you know, coaching opposite him on The Ultimate Fighter. So maybe that's the fight if it happens. But if it's Aldo McGregor, I got McGregor winning it. I got him winning it clean. I think because he speaks so funny and he's such a character and he's got so much personality, people think somehow that means he can't be a brilliant fighter. And he is an exquisitely brilliant fighter. Exquisitely brilliant, and people shouldn't let their maybe dislike of his personality in color that, because he is a brilliant fighter. As far as Weidman and Rockhold, this is one of the greatest fights in the history of the 185-pound division. And remember, Anderson Silva ruled that division. One of the great fights ever. If you saw Rory McDonald fight for the title, it will be against Robbie Lawler. It'll be that type of fight. It'll be all the way to the end. I've got Weidman winning, but I could be influenced by the fact that he's a friend and I really like him. So I'm going to have to spend a few weeks take that away and really do the X's and O's analysis of the styles. But right now, I feel like he's mentally unbeatable.
Robin, love the insight, man. We'll keep watching you. Appreciate your time.
Guys, it was my pleasure. I love Edmonton.
Thank you.